Welcome to the New and Living Way Church Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Father. Bless you. Luke chapter 19, verse 42. Luke 19, 42. Luke 19, 42. Okay, I think we'll just read from 41, Luke chapter 19 from verse 41. Luke chapter 19 from verse 41. And when he was come near, this was the Lord Jesus, he came near, he came near, there was nearness of the Lord Jesus. He beheld the city, but his response was to weep over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this day, thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round about, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children with thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Now, it almost seemed like the Lord was laying a limitation upon the people, a curse, but it was not so. The Lord was only explaining the weight or the gravity of their ignorance of the time of their visitation. Now, our dear Pastor Thompson, our daddy, you know, was here last week, and he was saying that there are realms in God, and what comes to you per time is not really just a function of who God is. It's most of the time a function of where we are. So you can have an allocation where what you are receiving is the hand of the Lord. You can have an allocation where the things you are receiving are from the mouth of the Lord. You can have an allocation where the things you are receiving are from the face of the Lord. Now, the Lord can give you His face, but the problem is always with the receiving, our dear daddy Hagin would say. So, we see in James chapter 1, scripture says that God giveth liberally. He's His person. That is who He is. But then, a man may not ask in faith. A man may be double-minded, so he shuts the flow of what can come from God. So Jesus came near the city, but his response was to weep over the city. He could have actually brought forth a blessing over the city. But the place where the people were, so we see that ignorance is an estate. Ignorance is a place, is a location in the spirit. It's not just that you are unaware, it is where you are. Hallelujah. So it's not, you can say, I don't know medical. You are not a doctor. You are not called in that estate as a doctor. It's not just because you don't know medical science. You cannot stand as a doctor. If you are in a surgery room, they will chase you out. So it means that which you lack is what will determine where you can stay and also what you can receive. You can't receive the accolades of a doctor if all you know is spanner and engine oil. You are a mechanic. Hallelujah. So I'm saying that to say that there is a lot of gravity in a people knowing the time of their visitation. So we didn't just come casually to church. Oh, it's Sunday, day 5 of season of the Spirit. Oh, Mommy Lillian is coming. And that is all there is. Much more. The Lord is coming near. You know, and the prayer is that the Lord will not behold our order and begin to weep over us. We will know what makes for our peace. They will not be hidden from our eyes. They will not be hidden from our eyes. Now, the scripture says that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. But He is the one that also gives the honor. But the honor doesn't come to everyone. It's the honor of kings. You have to be a king. You have to have some level of dominion. You have to be reigning. reigning over distractions. You have to have dominion over the things that scatter you. You need to be gathered. A king is gathered with his royalty. So it's honor of kings to search out a matter, not just anyone. Hallelujah. So if God causes rain to rain both on the good and the froward, you know that that's a level. There are some rain that will not fall on the froward. Now there are some rain, they won't rain glory on the froward. He will use it wrongly. You know, when I met you yesterday and we're talking about how that, you know, God is thunder and yet he is tender. So how can you explain it? So I asked a young lad, I said, thunder, when you hear thunder? He said, I'm afraid. Why? You're afraid. But God is tender. Yet he is thunder. It just shows a high holiness, high separation. So at every point in time, it's not thunder that controls him to do what he wants to do. It's not tenderness. That, you know, it's who he is that he measures out per time. So I'm saying that to say that we can get the best of God today. We should not settle for less. We should not settle for less than the best. And this is what Apostle Paul saw. He saw that there was a mark of the high calling. There are different marks in the Lord Jesus. But there was a mark that I will receive a prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And because of that, he continued to press on, not looking at the things that are behind. It's for a reason. So I'm just charging us this morning to go on for the best. To go on for the best. The best in God. The best in God. Thank God for our parents. You know, scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1 to 2, he said that it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. Thank God for our parents. They don't come to sermonize us. You see their fear, their gravity, their waiting. They want to bring with faithfulness that which heaven is sending from the throne, undiluted. That's ministration. But it is possible to be ministered to, but you didn't receive it. So let's be like Anna this morning. Let's be like Simeon. They were waiting. Scripture says in Luke, they were waiting for the consolation of Israel. But they were just two out of thousands of people. And if you ask the Pharisees, they said they are also waiting for the consolation. But when the consolation came, they nearly wanted to stone him before time. So we should not miss the day of our visitation. Like the children of Issachar. It's our benefit, great benefit, that we understand times and season. Let's not be familiar with the fact that every time we gather, God will come. Let's not be familiar with the fact that when our parents stand, blessings will come, revelation will flow. Yes, it's good. But Satan is never afraid of light, just light, because he knows that darkness can catch up with the light that does not transform to life. So we must be a people gunning that this thing, I want to use it. This thing that our daddy, Pastor Lide, is teaching, this thing that our mommy Lillian is bringing, I want it to mix with my blood. I want it to be my life. So it's an hard disposition. First, in the place of hearing, you are jealous. Your jealousy in the place of hearing is an indication of how you will use the life. God will help us this morning. I just want us to pray, you know, not just mumble words. I mean, pray. Pray with desire. Pray fervently. Elias was a man like us, subject to like passions. But he could pray and heavens would shut the rains from falling upon the heads, not just upon Israel, upon the heads for 3 years and a half. And then he prayed again. They opened up the heavens. We can pray. We can pray that the Lord will cause to rain upon us the best in his heart this morning. We don't want to settle for less. We don't want to settle for the things that are passing away. I want the person that doesn't pass away. Much more than the things that he gives. He can give me things and they can pass. Doesn't mean he is of a lesser quality. It's what I am asking for. I want us to pray this morning that, Lord, help my heart. You know, because you can't trust your heart. I can say all of this. You are feeling goose pimples. You are ready. You want to devour daddy and mommy when they are ministering. But much more, pray. Pray for your heart. See, David said that, search me, try me. If there be any wicked way, I want to be led in the way everlasting. Can we pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will give us victory over distractions? Even this morning, victory over the things that scatter us under the shepherd. Victory over the things that cause our eyes to desire other things. We would not labor for that which satisfied not. We will not spend our money in this meeting for that which is not bread. Can we pray in the name of Jesus, oh, that we have come to the waters, we will drink. We will not live thirsty. We will drink till we are full. We will not go back hungry. We will eat and eat till we are filled in the name of Jesus. Even at this feast that the Lord has set before us, Eshibanaka, Mandelos, Mandeleke.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.